This is just one point. A professor of apologetics, and apologetics is simply the study of arguments and questions about religion. The professor gets up and asks her class of Christians if the media told us today, listen carefully, the bones of Jesus have been discovered. And on a personal note, I know personally that the grotto of the family of Mary and Joseph has been discovered in Israel. And the family of Mary and Joseph, their burial site is known, and all the family is there based on scriptures, but one, Jesus. But what if archaeologists said, we have found bones and the DNA that we have done on the bones confirms these are the bones of Jesus. And when I heard her say this, I thought, that is probably the greatest question I've ever heard. This is what she asked. Would you still be a Christian? I wish you could have heard the students in that classroom as they stated, well, I guess I would. I want you to look at 1 Corinthians 15. There is an answer in God's word for every question. Verse number 14 of 1 Corinthians 15. I want you to go to your electronic device, and if you don't have a Bible on your electronic device, you have missed the most important app you could have on your Bible or in your phone. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14. If Christ has not been raised, everybody say that with me. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And most folks would say, well, preaching is useless anyway. But he said, our preaching is what? That means our witnessing, our testifying is useless. And what are the last four words? So is your faith. Here is what I want you to know about your faith. Of all that we teach, and we teach and preach some good things, as 21st century Christians, we're focused on trying to help people have better lives. We've preached about overcoming depression. We've preached about having hope, preached about having good homes, preached about being good neighbors, preached about being good citizens. We've preached about being prosperous. We've preached about having a good, positive attitude. Is everybody listening? Those are good, but listen to me. If Jesus has not been raised from the dead, nothing else matters. Are you listening? The one basic doctrine that really had no hold on Judaism for many, many years was resurrection. In fact, In Psalm 15, 17, the scripture says, the dead cannot praise you. How many of you have ever heard of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Raise your hands. You ever heard of the Pharisees and the Sadducees from the Bible? The Pharisees were a religious, Jewish religious group that believed in the law of Moses. So did the Sadducees. But what separated them? The Pharisees believed that there was going to be resurrection. The Sadducees did not. There were only two resurrections in the Old Testament. First and Second Kings records them. The prophet Elijah, he raises a young boy from the dead that he had prophesied a lady was going to have, and the boy died. 1 Corinthians 17. Second Kings, did I just say 1 Corinthians? I meant 1 Kings. 2 Kings chapter 4, Elisha raises another woman's son. In 2 Kings chapter 13, after Elisha dies, remember the story of the soldier that got killed in battle? And they were burying him, and they happened to bury him in a used tomb, and that's where Elisha was buried. And they threw his body in there, and when his body hit Elisha's dead body, the soldier came back to life. Those are the only two instances of being raised from the dead in the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah prophesied that Jesus would be raised from the dead. It wasn't until Daniel chapter 12 that Daniel says, by the word of God, that in the last times that there would be multitudes that would be asleep that would be raised from the dead. So no one really believed in resurrection. So when Jesus dies on the cross, is everybody with me? When Jesus dies on the cross, no one believed he would come back. Listen to me now. Jesus died deader than a doornail. That's not PhD talk, it's Georgia talk, but Jesus died deader than a doornail. Jesus was dead. It wasn't mystical, it wasn't spiritual. Jesus died. Well, his body stayed intact. Oh, really? For 3 days? Not embalmed? Write down John chapter 11. John chapter 11, Jesus is told that his friend Lazarus, how many of you have heard the story of Lazarus before? Lazarus being raised from the dead. Jesus gets there how many days after Lazarus' death? He gets there on the fourth day. But this is what is said to him. He's been dead at least 3 days. Isn't that what they said? He's been dead at least 3 days, and by now his body stinks. The body of Jesus in the tomb had begun to decay. Whoa. Ladies and gentlemen, look at me. Everything we believe as believers hinges on one event, the resurrection. Turn to somebody right now and say, it's the resurrection, baby. Verse 14 of 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, if Christ has not been raised from the dead, Our faith is what? Useless. Everybody say useless. That's why I have no problem believing he will heal me. That's why I have no problem believing he will meet my needs, because the same power that raised Jesus from the dead has quickened my body. But here's the catch. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, look at it, verse 20. This is what Paul said. If he hasn't been raised from the dead, our faith is useless. What? But he says, but Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Would you read that with me? But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead. Oh my goodness. Let me tell you why the resurrection is important. The resurrection is important because Romans chapter 4 says when Jesus was raised from the dead, you know how guilt works on you? Anybody ever dealt with guilt of things you've done? Things you've done that nobody knows? Things you've done that only a couple of people know about? Things you've done that you hope to God nobody tells? Romans 4, Jesus was raised for my justification, so my guilt doesn't beat me to death. Jesus being raised from the dead, his death provides my salvation. But every lamb that was sacrificed in the Old Testament died. Jesus was the lamb that was slain for the sins of the world. But the problem we had was none of us could get over the guilt. Jesus said, I'll fix that. I'll come back. Do you know what he does? He runs around, and when the enemy says, remember what you did? Jesus said, I handled that. No guilt. Remember what you said? I handled that. No guilt. Remember that thing you did? I handled that. No guilt. Oh my goodness, it's hard for me to be still. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus has been raised from the dead. And I asked my children yesterday, I said, if this question were posed to you, do you believe Jesus has been raised from the dead? Even if the media says archaeologists found his bones, their first response was, I never believe what the media says to begin with. The second response was 1 Corinthians 15. If Christ hasn't been raised, our faith is useless. But verse 20, but Christ has indeed, oh my God, he has been raised from the dead. Your dad, because of Jesus, will be raised. Amen. Are you listening to me? Oh my. Your dad, because of Jesus, will be raised. Chuck, your mom will be raised. How many of you have loved ones who have passed away that knew Jesus? Look at me and listen. I don't care how long they have been dead. The same process of decay attacked the body of Jesus. But Jesus got back in that body and decay went. And as Job said, though the skin worms begin to eat my flesh, this is what he said. Those of you that remember it, in my flesh I shall see God. Oh my. Yeah, but do you really believe that? Oh yes, because Jesus has been raised from the dead, there is no other news that's better. Oh my God. There is no other religion with good news. Their gods have rotted. Their leaders have decayed. My God is alive. That's the good news. Oh my goodness. Little Justin Mark Burrell. His little body has decayed. But when the trumpet sounds, my boy will get up. In fact, if I'm alive when the trumpet sounds, Justin gonna beat his daddy. Because then the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together to meet him in the air. Oh my. Somebody praise him in the house. Ladies and gentlemen, that is why we have church every Sunday. Because every Sunday we celebrate the only God that's alive. Oh my goodness. He has taken our sins on himself. He became the sacrificed lamb. He was slaughtered. He lay dead for 3 days, but he was resurrected by the power of God. And that's why the church in Jesus' day had a tough time with what he was saying, because he kept telling everybody, I'm going to come back in 3 days. And they were going, but there's no resurrection. He's going, I am. Remember John chapter 11? He's at the tomb and Mary says, if you'd been here, he wouldn't have died. And Jesus said, she said, I know there'll be a resurrection. He said, you don't understand. I am. Say that. I am. Say it again. I am. Now stop right there. What does Christian mean? Say it loud. Christ-like. Jesus said, I am the resurrection. Look at me. Look at your wife. Look at the person beside you. If you're a Christian, you are the resurrection. Oh, I could never say that about myself. I can, because I'm like Jesus. He's my elder brother. The scripture says he's my elder brother because he is the resurrection. Say, because he is the resurrection. I am the resurrection. That means whatever the enemy tries to kill me with, I'm going to come back. You take my job, I get one better. You try to destroy my home, I get one better. You try to take my house, I get one better. No matter what you try to take from me, I will come back, because I am the resurrection. I have his power living in me. Do you know why the enemy doesn't want you to believe in the day of Pentecost? Acts chapter 2, Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 10, Acts chapter 19, of people being filled with the Holy Ghost. Do you know why he doesn't want you to believe that? Because Pentecost is the proof he has been resurrected. Jesus said, when I come back, I'm going to go to the Father, and he's going to send you another comforter that he may abide with you for a few days. As long as you feel good, or as long as the praise team is just rocking it down. No, he will abide with you. Say it. Say it loud. Ladies and gentlemen, his resurrection is the foundation that everything is built on. Do not let the enemy steal that faith from you. Somebody praise him. Do you understand? Because he lives, I can live also. Oh my. I am, but Pastor, you don't understand. I'm not a preacher like you. Are you a Christian? Answer me.
Yes.
Are you a Christian?
Yes.
You are the resurrection. Well, that's presumptuous. No, it's not. Jesus said, what I've done, you can do. He said that before he got up. And then he said that after he got up, he said, now you go do the works that I've done. Oh my goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why if I go to heaven by way of the grave, it doesn't bother me because Bubba's gonna get up. Do you know why? I am the resurrection. I'm not bragging on me, I'm bragging on what I got hold of. I got a hold of something that will keep you going when everybody else says your home is falling apart. You never gonna get up. Oh, just hang around a couple of days and see. Oh, but you lost your business. You never gonna get up. Just hang around just a couple of days and watch me. Yeah, but you know, they said you have this. The doctor said you have this. Just hang around a couple of days and watch me. Yeah, but you don't understand. There's just so much going on and this is gonna kill you. No, just hang around a couple of days. I'm coming back. Oh, my God, have mercy. You are evidence of the resurrection. Praise him. I want you to stand. I have never told this ever before. Before my dad passed away just a few years ago, I was sitting beside his bed and he looked over and those blue eyes just stared a hole through me. I've never told this. He said, son, I'm gonna go home. I always told you, when I go, I chose to go. I'm going home. And he turned those blue eyes up to the ceiling and he just stared. And he looked over at me, he said, but daddy's gonna get up when the trumpet sounds. But you understand, until that happens, I'm having a good time. I want to ask you today, does his resurrection life live in you? I'm so glad when I was 5 years old, never forget it, at the South Hopewell Church of God in Hopewell, Virginia, I remember the night I made Jesus my Lord. I haven't always made the best decision. But give me a couple of days and I'll be back. And because his resurrecting power lives in me, Ethan, I keep coming back. Sir, whether it's at mom and dad's house, or in a dorm at college, wherever you are, if this power lives in you, no matter how hard life slams you down, just give yourself a couple of days. You'll be back. No matter how tough it gets, you will be back. Why? Because resurrection power lives in you. Oh, my. Father, in the name of Jesus, for every heart that has hurt, for every life that has been broken, I pray that the resurrecting power of Jesus Christ would just charge their life. Today, in the name of Jesus. And as we prayed earlier, a prayer for sinners, thank you that somebody in this house made Jesus Lord of their life. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Jesus. And I thank you for proof of the resurrection. Your word has remained true, and the power of the Holy Spirit continues to fall. In Jesus' name, would you lift up your hands and thank Jesus for the resurrecting power that comes from him? Thank you, Father, because it lives in me right now. Lift your hands and say, thank you, Jesus, because your power lives in me. Thank you, Jesus, because your power lives in me. The Word of God says, lift your holy hands without anger, without doubting, and thank him for his resurrection power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Never forget, it's important for you to know how to answer those about your faith. Why do you believe what you believe? One answer. Because Jesus has been raised from the dead. One answer. Don't go into church history. Don't go into the history of Christianity. Say that and leave it. Well, how do you know he has? Because I believe his word. And I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. That's proof. Oh, yes. One more thing. You know, they've wanted folks to have an ID for the vaccine. When you have the Holy Ghost, you have ID. Jesus has been raised from the dead. This is proof. How do you know? The Holy Spirit lives in me. How do you know? Because he guides me every day. Oh, you really believe that stuff? Well, not only I believe it, I experience it every day.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia, 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.